Welcome to the Cycling Matters Podcast, your weekly dose of local cycling news, culture, tips, product reviews, and discussions about our love for bike. The Cycling Matters Podcast is brought to you in cooperation with Ciclo. Hi, I'm Jan.
I'm King.
And I'm Karen.
In this episode of the Cycling Matters Podcast, we are all about Strava. We talk about how Strava is actually useful even if you're not on the enthusiast, fitness, and competition end of the cyclist spectrum. Then we ask ourselves the more fun and contentious questions about the enthusiast, fitness, and competition side, especially with things like segments and KOMs or kings of the mountains. But first, subscribe to the Cycling Matters Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can find podcasts. We release new podcast episodes every Monday. Just search Cycling Matters in your favorite podcast platform while preparing breakfast. Put on some earphones and enjoy the discussion. You can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. Alright, Strava. Now, this is something that it's really parang keeps people going, no? But Strava is also something that's very beneficial when it comes to bike commuting. Alright. And first of all, I'd like to say kudos for biking here. Did you bike here?
No, I did. But Karen did.
Kudos.
Yay,
Karen. Thank you.
How long yung distance ng ride mo going here to the
Very short, because I don't think it was even a kilometer, but I did bike from QC this morning, so right. That was like 18 kilometers.
Good enough, yeah.
But you know, sometimes it's also not about the distance. Nagbike siya habang umuulan.
Oh, nga.
Kudos. With all the
double
potholes. Hello, city of Makati, please fix your. Like you make it happen, whatever.
Hala, tingnan mo sa mata.
From a resident of Makati.
Okay.
Like not just the CBD, look at the other places. Sorry. Okay,
Let's go back. So to those who aren't acquainted with Strava, you can go to www.strava.com. strava.com and check it out. It's a website and an app that really has so many features that allow you to be a better cyclist.
To be a better you. And we're also there.
You can follow us. I'm there, Jan Daniel Belmonte. Just search me in the website.
I'm King Philart.
Mm-hmm. I'm Karen Cisla.
And we have our public profiles on Strava where you can see all the data about recycling behavior.
Para medyo nag-hesitate. Ready ba ako lahat
ng pinuntahan ko? Okay. But what's interesting about Strava is that it's free and the its basic features are not actually that basic, no.
So basic.
But parang there's so much that you can do with Strava. There's so many features. One thing pa lang is that you can record. The basic thing is that you can record your rides using your phone, which, diba, years or decades ago was not possible even for professional cyclists. But now, as long as you have a smartphone, even a cheap one, that as long as it has GPS tracking and location service,
right,
you can already keep track of your rides. Really.
Yeah, and then like before kasi parang nakita ko sa mga cycling groups sa parang ano yung magandang apps to, you know, na pwedeng gamitin sa rides ganyan. Tapos may mga tao talaga yung sabi, "Oh, Strava." Ano? Tapos may mga tatanong, "Ano ba yung Strava?" Ganyan. So tracking for rides, not just rides, I mean, you can track other sports also.
Yes.
So I've actually used Strava to track my rides, cycling, walking, and even kayaking. Running. Meron ako mga loop. Guys, yung mga nagkakayak sa Kaliraya. May loop tayo dyan. Okay. And yun, ang interesting, ang maganda rin kasi you don't actually need to have data on while you're doing your activity,
whether you're
riding or walking.
Spending offline.
Oh, turn on your Strava app, start recording, and then you only need your data or internet pag i-upload mo na siya. Even then, you don't even need to upload it immediately. The app saves it until you can upload it once you have an internet connection.
Right. Yeah, gotta save on battery sometimes.
So I hope you're already on the Strava website. Wow, we're not. To be clear, we're not getting paid to do this.
This is not a paid promotion,
but it could be in the future.
Hi Strava.
Or something matters. Strava matters also.
Strava matters.
It matters so much.
Now let's dive in into how Strava has a lot of benefits for bike commuters. So the first one is that really Strava lets you track your travel times. It's so useful for logging your commute times. Just being able, especially when you're starting palang, I love the rich history of data that I have. Na parang I can compare from the very day that I started bike commuting, natakot pa ako, nanginginig pa ako sa kalsada, until now, and in every ride, seeing how I improve. And yun nga, yung parang benefit na, okay, from, makakompare mo na, doon, nung nagkocommute ako or nagdadrive ako ng kotse, ito na yung amount of time that I have,
right, yeah.
That I have taken back from traffic and everything. It also changes the way you see mobility, no? Na parang, you get to see which parts of your route or the map tend to become problematic or tend to delay you.
Yeah.
Diba? And it helps you understand how you can create better routes, make your commute more efficient.
And I like how you packaged it na parang applicable siya sa bike commuting. Yeah. Kasi yung marketing ng Strava usually for athletes.
Yeah.
And parang for fitness, for active lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But actually now how we're talking about it, okay siya for bike commuting. Yung basic features ng Strava, like basic meaning yung free features,
yes.
No, ng Strava, like super useful talaga sa bike commuting. But you're right, you get to see the map, you get to see your route.
Mm-hmm.
Ang daming data na you can like geek about, or you just hindi ka naman into that. More
the
like,
seconds matter, diba? Like,
yeah,
dude. Today I biked from, parang feeling ko lang. Today I biked from Mandaluyong to Gilmore, and I was 2 seconds faster. It just makes you feel good.
Yeah, diba? At saka kahit naman hindi ka into numbers, like just seeing the map na commute mo, parang it's so rewarding, it's so fulfilling na parang wow, and okay siya. And then like for me nga, minsan kino-compare ko yung Strava and Waze, and yung benchmark ko now, kapag mabilis yung drive, dapat yung Waze ETA, yung travel time, dapat as fast as my bike commute, my regular bike commute. Kapag slower than my usual bike commute time, sabi ko, traffic to. Yun yung sa akin.
Actually, I like how Karen does her, the way Karen does her rides is sort of like a journal.
Kasi, yeah, I was going to mention that, like, because I'm very, like, expressive in terms of, like, sharing. Like, I really treat it like a diary of sorts, like, because I'm very casual with it. Like, my rides are sometimes labeled, like, with commentary, like, it is very. I just want to mention also that like on Strava, like you can select that your ride was a commute. It's very useful. Like, like when you go to the browser, like on Strava on the web, you can check na like okay, I want to see only my commutes, and it's very useful. Like,
right. Yeah.
And then for me, like when I was reviewing all of my commutes, like I've done more than 100 so far.
Nice.
I feel like I've done more na because the last time I checked was like a few weeks ago. That was like 122.
Right, yeah.
And I feel like I've done more, but still. Anyway, like I know that like I had stressful commutes because like it'll be labeled the stressful commute. Like, or like my very first commute, or like my first time commuting from Makati to QC. Mm. And it's very, like for me, because I think you mentioned earlier, like there are people who aren't super into numbers. That's me. Like for me, I guess I'm not very like into like, oh, like was I faster? Like it's more of like how I feel about things, or like just how far I've gone.
Right,
like
yeah.
I personally really like looking at the map. Like sometimes like, cause I don't always go like in a straight line. So sometimes like when I make like shapes, I don't intend to, but it's funny. It's like, oh, that looks like a boat. Or like, I like, or and just seeing that just how far I've gone, like in my commute, I'm like, wow, like yeah. I went from here to here. And also like I personally really like documenting. Like I take photos sometimes a lot, like selfies, like or like just things that I see, interesting things. So I mean, for more casual cyclists, I guess like me, I mean, I know I also post on Instagram, but it's still fun like seeing it like in a platform like where you record your ride, but it has data and you can also have fun with it. Yeah. And it's really nice to look back like, oh, like this time I was so stressed, but this time was a very pleasant commute. So it's really nice looking back with all your data and also like seeing like, oh, I'm a lot faster, or oh, like I know like this ride I was more steady. Things okay. like that.
So I guess I think we owe our audience an explanation or a brief. For those of you who aren't on the Strava website yet, let me describe to you how it works. No? Very briefly, you can think of it as like Facebook or Instagram. No?
Yeah, you social get
to,
media.
Your rides or your posts, and for every ride, you get to place a title. Usually they have mga default titles like casual, evening ride or afternoon ride, but you get to change it. And add a description, which is how Karen adds the journal part of her posts, her rides. Aside from that, you get this. It records the distance that you traveled, the amount of time you moved, or what we call the moving time, and even the elevation. So you get to understand how much elevation change you've actually ridden. So yung mga climbs and descents that you went through. It also shows your estimated average power, which is a bit more on the geeky side. Actually, personally, I don't really care about that. But for those who are more athletic, that's very important to them. And even their energy output. There's also your average speed, your maximum speed, which to people who like to challenge themselves is interesting. And also your elapsed time, which is different from your moving time, because your moving time is Strava auto pauses whenever you stop riding or biking or riding or walking or running.
Because it's a hassle to have to stop your all the time.
But your elapsed time is the entire time from when you started recording and you stopped recording. Other things, you can also connect your bike computers. You can name your bike if you have multiple bikes. And also see the analysis of your speed and your power and even the temperature. Yeah. So it's interesting because sometimes you get to understand on the map itself saan dun sa dinaanan mo yung pinakamainit, di ba? Which is valuable information to some people. Okay.
Yeah.
Ayan, so
I just want to mention something. Like,
and also you get to add photos. Sorry, continue.
For the
that's important.
Yeah, photos. No, it's the Instagram super, part.
It's super fun. Yeah. And one of the things I like on Strava's web, like you can. It's like there's like a cursor and then like you can move it and then you see like as the distance goes, you see your speed and certain things. Right. So, and then it's pretty cool like cause it shows you the map also and then you can see like where you've gone exactly. So you have a visual idea. So it's pretty cool like seeing like, oh, I was fast here. And when you, because in Strava, like it can actually detect if you ride with other people. So for that feature, I remember like when we do casual evening rides together, I see other people there also. So I also see how much faster they are than me. It's not sad. Like it's just funny. Like I'm like, okay, oh, here they passed me here. Oh, he passed me here again. So it's just a pretty cool thing I personally find on Strava.
Yeah. To add to that, so Strava there's a parang community component also. You get to add friends. So when you post your rides, parang you share your accomplishments. You get to react to other people's posts. For example, merong Strava clubs. If you have a bike group, you can come up with your own club, and then you can check your stats sa club lang. You know, and then Strava parang has a way of stratifying data in terms of, for example, age group. Or like for women or men,
or for your club,
for a particular ride or for a particular segment, for example. So there's a sense of community in a way. Na it's not just like for you, but at the same time, pwede rin personal. So it's quite flexible that way, also. And very very engaging, very interactive. But yeah, other features include
yung kudos din. Kanina
yeah, yeah, yun. So kudos. Yun yung kudos, yun yung
that's
background.
The form of like. Kung yung yes, Facebook sir. And Instagram may like kudos.
May thumbs up.
Kudos. Kudos. Kudos.
Yeah, you give kudos. Yeah. So you can match. You can, kung compatible yung gadgets mo like Fitbit or Garmin, mm-hmm. you can also connect it to Strava para mas convenient. Other features na free, you can also log in your components or bike components or yeah. gear. If you're a runner, for example, you might wanna register your input your for example your shoes,
yeah.
your bike, mm-hmm. Bike naman components like your tires, you know.
Yeah.
So for example, for me, right now yung bike in current setup ko yung mileage around 5,000 plus kilometers na. Mm. And then a couple of months ago. Na puncture ako yeah. na I had to replace my tire. So, syempre, medyo nakaka-bad vibe siya. But, upon looking dun sa stats ko, yung tire na yon naka 5,100 kilometers na.
Not bad.
So, parang not bad na. Parang naka-ROI na ako in a way. So, parang okay lang pala. So, okay lang. And then, you get to see your other components also. If you're super maarte, and hindi naman super, maselan in a way na you wanna check kung na-overuse, kung used and abused na yung components. Parang it's a useful data also that you can check.
Now, how do you find this? Okay, yung component mileage part or feature ng Strava is actually sort of like a hidden parang Easter egg. Eh,
right.
Kasi hindi siya masyadong explicitly shown. So, once you log in on Strava, you can go to your profile and you scroll down a bit and you, sa bandang right side, you will see the names of your bikes, which I hope, which you've probably named when you started your, you know. Now, if you click the name of your bike, it's in a blue link. You will now see your bike and all the components, or well, the list of components. So you can fill it up, each part, each component, the frame, chain, front wheel, rear wheel, so on and so forth. Even the weight, brand and model of your bike, you can place there. And this just gives you a really good way to track yun nga, the maintenance of your bike, diba? Si Brian, one of our team members in Cycling Matters, actually has mga rule of thumbs in terms of, okay, at 6,000 kilometers, whatever happens, I have to change this part just so hindi ako maabutan sa kalsada, diba? That's a very important measure when it comes to maintaining our beautiful bikes. Another feature that I love about, and it's very useful for bike commuters, is that it lets you do live tracking. Well, it's not free. It doesn't come with a free tier of the membership. But it's really good for your peace of mind, especially for people who aren't with you on your ride, aka your family members and loved ones. Lalo na if they are the type of people, which is probably 90% of our loved ones, who are really, really don't like that you're bike commuting or commuting around by bike.
Or, I mean, they're accepting at the very least, but they're like...
Hindi accepting eh. Ano ba? Tolerant. Yun na lang.
I mean, like, they're okay with you, like, biking, but it's more of like, oh, you might get hit.
Yeah,
like,
which is valid.
Yeah, it's super valid. Like, but... but just for their peace of mind. That's how Strava really markets it. Like, for the peace of mind.
Yeah.
So how this works is once you record, when you start recording your ride, you get to click the and set your live tracking, and you get to assign one or three ba? A few people who will be your parang contact persons. Once you start that ride and you start the live tracking, it sends a link to your chosen contacts, and they get to watch you ride safely, hopefully, across your route.
Yeah, and actually, marami siyang uses in a way, kasi kung ano yung sasend mo na link, ang Strava, sasend na link through text, you can actually copy-paste it to, for example, your bike commuting to a meeting. Mm. You can send it to the people in the meeting.
Yeah.
Para alam nila, like, you know, especially if you're riding late na, oh, andito na ako, ganyan. So, yes. It's also usable.
And for, well, it's not for bike commuting, but for, like, long-haul rides, like, if you're long, if you have a
long
plan. Oh, yeah, continue, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Long rides.
A long patakol pa ako, sorry. Because like I've been part of like a yung SAG, yung support car.
Support.
And it's helpful when one of the team members actually has one, or well, no, for races, like, because because like for Team Loyola, like it's like usually like some of us like wait at the finish line, and it really helps when some like a member is using like the beacon on Strava, so that we can take, we know when to go and when to take pictures, and also so that's super helpful. So it's not just about like those who worry, although.
Or those who worry for other reasons. Pwede rin, diba?
Yeah.
Sino yung mga seloso dyan? Paano mo malalaman kung saan dumadaan tong mister ko?
May funny story ako dyan. Kasi one time, I was looking for a venue for a party. For a stag party. Mm-hmm. Pero nakabike ako. And then like, okay, so pumunta ako sa isang... isang motel. Let's be adults here.
Yeah, okay.
And then like, but alam mo yun? And then like, pag-uwi ko, sabi ni Mrs., oh, kita ko, dumaan ka ng ano ah. Pero alam naman niya. Pero nakakatawa lang na ano.
But
okay, sure.
Just a word of warning, like, it is dependent on data. Hmm. So if there are areas where like, the data is bad for like, the cyclists. No, sometimes like, because I've seen it live, so sometimes like, because usually it really updates live, like usually every 20 seconds at the most.
Yeah. It
like,
even shows the battery of the phone.
Yes, yeah. So at least you have an expectation, but like sometimes like it will like progress for longer. So if ever like you're a loved one, like don't panic. Sometimes it just happens.
Medyo nakaka-panic kasi pagsasabi ni Strava, I think like sasabi niya na, oh, we haven't heard from this.
Yeah, that's exactly.
What? What's going on?
But more often than not, it's like loss of data.
Wala lang signal. Yeah, yun lang yung one of the features of the premium accounts sa Summit. Summit yung tawag sa premium package ng Strava. Other features include like for training, for like kung gusto mong magkaroon ng data analysis sa performance mo when you race, when you do your training. So that's a training pack. So yung safety pack includes the beacon na sasabi na kanina. And for analysis pack, more like if you wanna geek about your numbers, you wanna see your numbers, and for example your power analysis, your speed analysis, paano siya nag-iiba through your rides. Andun din yun sa analysis pack. And it's more like for working out and general fitness. So, it's more like you can actually choose your package for the summit. So, yeah, so medyo flexible yung Strava that way.
Dati parang you get everything, now you get to choose which package do you want depending on your behavior or your attitude towards the sport that you like. So, yeah.
All right.
Now that we've convinced you, or tried at least.
Now that we, you know, at least napaisip ka about, you know, kayo about the Strava. Ano ba to? Let's take a big break first and let's talk about something different. Before we mentioned about the Velominati rules, na ano yung website?
Velominati.com. Velominati.com.
It's like Illuminati, but Velo Minati.
Yes.
Velo meaning cycling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's 95 rules about cycling. Medyo biased siya sa road cycling, but most of it applicable naman sa cycling in general. Mm-hmm. So I think this is gonna be a regular segment in a way. Now we're gonna pick...
not a Strava segment, but this
podcast segment. So parang we're gonna choose three random Velominati rules, and then we're gonna talk about it a bit, and siguro let's see if it's a good or bad rule. Right. So the good and
or
the bad,
or like questionable.
If it's crazy, you know. Right. So let's start. So ano yung first na pick natin?
Is rule number 7: tan lines should be cultivated and kept razor sharp. Under no circumstances should one be rolling up their sleeves or shorts in an effort to somehow diminish one's tan lines. sleeveless jerseys are under no circumstances to be employed.
So meaning like pag tan lines
dapat
you maintain your
line yan. You maintain
it.
Cultivate.
Wait, as in it has to be like the exact same.
Oh, dapat razor sharp. To me, this is good and bad.
Good and bad.
Mm.
How so?
Good siya for me kasi parang proud ako na parang
it's a badge of honor.
Oh, it's a badge of honor that I ride and I like it. It's right. Bad because if it gets too razor sharp, it means you're not wearing sunscreen, which is also one of my problems.
And it's also kind of weird eh kasi parang usually kapag may tan lines, you go to the beach. And like kung meron kang jersey, you know, tan lines sa arms, it means like baka kala na ibang tao na nag-beach ka pero naka t-shirt ka lang, ganun. Weird. Pero sa okay lang. May times na nagsa-sunscreen ako pero dun lang sa natatakpan ng jersey ko eh. Just to maintain my tan line, you know. And before, funny story, kasi before like may walang masyadong data about athletes. And may nagsabi sa akin si Iggy yata sa Team Loyola. Like, before, that's how you Jangan. So, that's how you measure kung malakas ka sa an athlete.
Sa tan lines.
Sa tan lines. Mm. Kapag medyo intense yung tan line mo, lakas to, bro.
Mm. Shout out kay Iggy Max, Maxi Max, 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 Maxi
Max. Or si Jangan.
Max moves.
Feel your mind from
here. Ayun. For me naman, well, the actual descriptor, like, I guess, fine. Like, cause I used to be a bit conscious, cause I used to do ballet for a time, like, for leisure. So, syempre pag ballet, like, sleeveless. So, ang weird na may, like, but then eventually, like, I'm like, oh, whatever. It's really a badge of honor. But then, but for me, I personally can't keep it razor sharp because I commute in different kinds of clothes. So, me as a, like a, I consider myself a commuter. Wala, like, I can't always wear the same kind of jersey. Or like,
you can keep multiple lines razor sharp.
it's weird because for me, sometimes it balances out. Yeah. But there's
a gradient chain.
Yeah, there's my gradient. But then there's a part that it's pretty obvious. But then it's not razor sharp for me, which I'm okay with. But the more razor sharp one for me is yung legs ko, like between yung the knee area,
because
that's usually it's either like I wear pants
or because
I think with the arms, like, it's more likely that you're exposed eh. But then with the legs, I don't know, my tan lines are pretty weird. Sorry.
So in general, is it good or bad? Can we vote? Yeah. Ako good.
Ako good daw.
It's a good rule.
Well, good with a caveat.
Yeah, good with a caveat. Okay. I'm okay with it.
All right. Next rule.
Next rule. Rule number 14. Shorts should be black. But yeah, shorts should be black. Team issue shorts should be black, with the possible exception of side panels, which may match the rest of the team kit.
Ako, no brainer. It's a good rule.
Okay.
It hides unflattering shadows.
Right.
So yun lang.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I like
yeah, black, regardless, like, I think of you being an actual, I don't know, parang pro, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
You want to cover our nether.
Yeah, and yeah. You can match it with any color.
Oh. So
yeah.
It's a good rule.
Yeah, good rule. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Next, rule number 95, which were our last Illuminati rule for this episode, is never lift your bike over your head. Under no circumstances is it acceptable to raise one's machine above your head. The only exception is when placing it onto a car's roof rack. Very specific.
Yep.
There's an only exception. Para more.
Okay, what do you guys think?
I was trying to think about this rule. I was thinking, like, but what if I have to carry my bike down the stairs? But so I was thinking, like, I was trying to like raise my like how I was trying to mimic how I carry my bike, but I just realized it never goes above my head.
Yeah, that major hassle actually.
Yeah, so kayo.
Sa akin, it's a bad rule in the sense na I just think people should enjoy like be allowed to or not pressured to express their proud their pride or their enjoyment of about their bike.
Right.
Parang, yeah. Bahala ka. You wanna race it sideways, above your head, behind your back, whatever. Like, it's up to you.
Yeah, parang it's how you celebrate your I don't know, your bike.
Mm. Although it's gonna mana parang I feel like the point of the rule is to sort of keep the dignity of your bike or something.
Well, what I remember is like your bike is not a trophy.
Actually, when I read about it all, again, parang nawala na siya. Kasi parang alam ko before yun yung text. So ako naman, I follow this rule. And kasi your bike is not a trophy in a way na parang it's not just about your bike. Mm-hmm. Na parang it's not just about gaano kaganda yung bike mo kasi parang kahit anong bike mo kung okay ka na biker parang it's also about you as a mm-hmm. person as a cyclist. So parang parang it's not my trophy, it's not just about my bike. And yung mga influencers sa Instagram parang they lift their bike up mostly for marketing.
Right.
For example, if it's like super light, you get to raise it high. So, parang ganun siya. Pero, nakikita natin to yung mga nag-lift ng bike sa races, just to celebrate, finishing or winning a race. So, it's there. So, mixed feelings.
Mixed feelings.
Same. Because, for me, as long as, you are safe, your bike is safe. Because, personally, my bike isn't, It's light enough for me, but it compared to other bikes, it's not very light. So I'm I don't want to drop my bike. So
siguro to yeah. me, this rule makes sense if you're thinking about an entire group of people racing all their bikes. That's pretty dangerous, I think.
That's true.
Imagine a domino effect of people nagbagsahan
ulo. So if you're gonna vote, is it good, bad, or me good? You mentioned kaya na bad. Mas experience
mas bad ako, I guess. In the sense na respecting people's expression.
I guess a little more on bad. For me, what matters is safety of both the bike and
right.
like I mentioned the bike
and
first.
Secondarily, the biker.
but really, I personally don't like to discourage people from doing what they like
right.
with cycling. So as long as you don't hurt another person while doing it, yeah.
So it's okay.
Let them do it. It's fine for me. So,
all right.
So good.
Okay.
All right. So how about you guys? Let us know what you think. Kung good or bad yung rules ato, and if you are able to check out the Velominati rules, if you have a suggestion, anong gusto namin to talk
which
about,
rule?
Just let us know. Kasi ang dami, 95 rules.
95.
And it's been there for
years.
The longest time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check it out. It's quite funny.
Again, the link is velominati.com. V-E-L-O Minati.
It's one letter. Minati.
But anyway, okay, let's go back to our episode Strava. So kanina we talked about Strava
for bike commuting.
Yeah, right. So now Strava is like I mentioned before, na parang for athletes or for fitness, for active lifestyle. So maybe we can talk more about Strava in that sense. So as a for fitness and for competition. So we mentioned kanina na parang it's for tracking progress, and when it comes to competition, it's all about how you grow, how you develop as an athlete or as a biker, as a runner, etc., or as a bike commuter, pwede rin. Because pag hindi natin tinatrack, medyo mahirap yun eh.
Yeah,
you know what they say.
No, because if it's not on Strava,
it didn't happen. Sad.
But yeah, no, parang actually the first competitor is yourself talaga.
It's your not just the first but the
only.
The main competitor.
The best, I don't know, adjective.
The ultimate
competitor is yourself.
Yes.
And Strava allows you to compete against yourself. But you get to see your stats. Strava documents your stats and, you know, may pinapakita yung segments and your achievements. For example, when you get to PR or your personal record, personal best, parang you get to see kung bibilis ka ba.
Mm.
So, you get to compare your stats against your previous data, for example.
Actually, I have a story because I really use my phone to, like, for Strava. Mm-hmm. And then there was a time that my phone's GPS, it was only the GPS that stopped working. So, like, I couldn't record rides properly on Strava. And this was my first Sun Life cycle PH ride.
Right. Which is in BGC.
Which is a BGC. Usually
40 kilometers.
Yeah. Usually in November. And I was so frustrated. So, technically, I didn't record that ride. So,
oh no.
How did it feel?
I mean, I was just like, you know, fine. Like, no, because actually, I was a bit let down because I thought it worked already. Because I tried the night before, it seemed to work in when I was practice riding. But well, it didn't work again. So I just had to manually input my time. But I don't know what speed I was going at, like at certain points. So yeah, like, because if other stuff in my phone, like, don't work, fine, but just not the
not that
like I really what I did, like, I got an old phone that I had, which the GPS worked.
Yeah, I remember
worked.
This uh-uh.
Like, I really would use, like, I would have two phones at the time. Like, I was like, I just need
so
to record
paranoid.
Yeah, because I need a phone for, like, actual communication, but then, like, what's more important is that my ride is recorded.
But right. I know, aside from just logging it, if we're thinking, we're talking about logging, it's all parang, oh, just logging what happened in the past. Parang that log also kasi sort of motivates your future.
Yes, exactly.
Parang, to me, what one thing that also motivates me, the most motivates me is the fact that I still get surprised that I can improve pa pala. Parang akala mo, wow. Akala mo, lakas-lakas mo na. So parang bigla, uy, nag-PR pa ako. Or parang, kaya ko pa pala mag-improve.
Right, yeah. And then you get to, so parang it's a, since you talked about motivation, it's, for me, it's a strong driving force for you to ride more, to do your sport more. Then you get to see your stats and you get to be intrinsically motivated, you know. Mas nababurn yung passion. And in a way, parang gusto ko siya kasi parang for me rin eh, parang pag may challenge especially, may monthly challenge, ride at the, until this elevation gain or distance, ride or do activities like last month, the, what's it called?
The escape plan.
Travel. So parang, it's a challenge for me, but at the same time, parang, it's so rewarding, it's so fulfilling once you get to appreciate your efforts, for example.
Yes.
Now, it's so it's a super important component when it comes to fitness, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah. One important component is
what?
KOM.
KOM.
Wait. QOMs also.
Yes, oh, sorry.
Let's be inclusive, guys.
Patriarchy.
So what's KOM? King of the Mountain, or QOM, yeah. Queen of the Mountain.
Now this is a term that's also based on actual racing terminology. In races, there are people who win the general classification,
right.
which means really the people who got the most points. But there's also the King of the Mountain, which is the person who gets to the peak of the mountain first.
Right, yeah.
Now in Strava, the version is that whoever is fastest, the fastest person in that segment becomes the KOM.
And yung segment na to, ito yung
QOM, sorry.
Ginagawa siya ng Strava community. So anybody can just create segments and then anybody can just write it.
Yeah.
So for example, well, do you have, like, your favorite segments?
My favorite segment? Ano bang favorite segment ko?
I feel like I don't know. I don't really think about them as much.
Favorite segment?
Favorite segment? Like, you know, kapag nag-write ka sa segment na to, like, it's your home segment. It's you.
Ako, LS basically pa sa Ateneo. Leol School's basically.
KOM ka ba dun?
Yes. Since November 1, 2018. Guys.
Sorry, binuksan na ni Jan yung KOM page.
Sorry, ah.
Ang dami.
Well, kailangan natin ng anin, ng motivation.
Like, okay, sa akin naman, yung from Boso-Boso pababa. So that's also right. My KOM. It's my favorite kasi I used to live in Kogyo. So parang training grounds ko siya. So na-memorize ko na yung paakyat tsaka yung pababa, yung mga technical turns, ganun-ganun. And also, so KOM with the help of Jan. Yay! So, thanks.
Yes,
so top one and top three.
Ay, oo nga pala.
Yeah. So, that's a segment na yan. Yeah. So, yeah. Right. So, yun yung favorite segment ko.
Now, when it comes to KOMs, no?
Yeah.
There may mga controversies ata dyan.
Ano ba yung mga, kasi yung mga KOMs, so sino yung fastest sa segment? But, sometimes, may mga taong, I don't know, medyo questionable yung KOMs or QOMs.
Oh, wait, sorry. Before we continue, can I just share, like, my QOM story, I guess that's partly why, like, I don't have a favorite segment and I don't really like try actively for QOMs is because the only time I got a QOM, like, I had it for like one day and then another teammate got it the next day, so I was like, no, it's okay. No, it's fine.
Like,
it's fine. Like, she deserves it. It's, so I'm not very competitive in that way. Like, it's more of me. It's more of distance. Like, so I'm really not competitive.
But it felt good, right?
It did, and then I felt bad because I was and then there's a notif pa, like,
oh yeah,
like, uh-oh, like, and I'm just like, oh no,
someone stole your QOM.
But it's it's okay, like, anyway, moving on to the contentious all right stuff.
Ano naman yung mga previous experience ka, like, may tinatalo akong KOM, for example, and pagtingin ko dun sa ride, super questionable yung ride. Na parang biglang bumilis siya. And then I check this account, tapos parang hindi naman siya ganun kalakas, ah. Yun naman yun. Parang medyo nakakaloko siya. So may mga experiences ako before na parang may check ako ibang rides and segments. And then malalaman ko na lang na, ah, okay, nag-jeep na pala to pa uwi. Nakalimutan yung patay niya Strava.
60?
60 on a climb. Pro level. Grabe. So, yung mga ganung stuff. So, yun yung for me na parang nakaka-suspicious.
So, would you say though that there's a sort of etiquette or parang proper way of going?
For me, as long as you're riding the bike and you're not on a motorized vehicle.
So, meron tayong mga questions.
Sige.
Let's go
One,
through
is
it.
Is it okay to just do a KOM attempt? And then that's it. That's your ride. If it's a 1.2 kilometer segment and you get the KOM, you stop. Is that okay?
For me, yes.
Yes. For me, yes. How come?
For me, yes. We've seen this sa GCN.
Really?
Mga KOM attempts. Pero hindi ko alam kung ano yung distance. I'm sure, like, challenging yun. Pero, like, what if, like, there's a 100 meter segment nga naman? So parang warm up ka lang, tapos bilang, okay, kukunin ko na to. For me, yes pa rin, kasi it takes skill and, you know, strength or whatever to do it.
Right, right.
If you can do it, others can do it, may fair pa rin siya for me. How about you guys?
Okay, there's one part of it that's more about, like, dignity to me.
Yeah.
And the other part is more about practicality. The first part, dignity, is like, parang, it just, to me, parang ang weird lang na, oh, I'm just gonna do this. I'm just gonna ride my bike to get a virtual reward that makes me look like I'm the best. But really, that was like a 100 meter, ano, diba, na anyone can do, diba? Pero that just seems unfair to everyone else na parang talagang nadaanan lang nila yung segment na yun, and they just happen to be really fast despite already logging in 100 kilometers or something, or 40 kilometers. On the practicality side naman, I think that's also poses a risk on your body. You did mention na parang, okay, you warm up, pero if there are some people who just really go for it immediately, and don't do any warm-ups at all.
Right. Yeah.
Diba? Which could, I think, could harm your body and magugulat yung katawan
mo. If you don't do it properly.
Yeah, full effort ka to get that KOM and then suddenly you stop. That could also pose risk to even your cardiovascular ano ata.
Mm-mm,
parang bigla ka mag-faint because wala kang cool down eh, diba?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
How about you?
Yeah, for me, well, I guess it's hard for me because I don't really do KOM attempts anymore. There's a time where like I was really like trying, but then I guess I personally wouldn't do it like just that alone. That's just me. Like, because most of the time, like, I just don't want to ride my bike for like a very short amount of time. Like, gusto ko sulitin na, like, and I never thought of it that way. Like, usually I really like I really have to do several times talaga. So for me, like, it's just not something I really think about. But if I do it, like, it's really like as part of the ride.
Mm-hmm.
That's for me personally. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one of the features or functions on Strava, you can actually flag rides. Meaning, like, kung may suspicious rides, pwede ka mag-flag eh. And tapos manonotify, manonotify yung person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then manonotify yung Strava. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then biglang, parang hindi yung mabubura. Or...
But hindi na siya magka-count into the leaderboard.
Oh, yun.
And
so,
the KOM becomes void. Pero the user naman is able to contest it.
Okay. So, next question is, when is it okay to flag suspicious rides? When is it not cool? Or na-experience na yung dyan to eh.
Goodness.
Na-experience na yung flag. Tsaka ma-flag.
If you're watching this, why?
But yeah, okay lang. Go
why you do this to flag, me? Anyway, I think it's okay to flag a suspicious ride when the numbers just tell the story, diba? I've seen people, especially bike commuters and cyclists in Ortigas area, those of you who have KOMs or top 10 who are flying to 129 kilometers per hour in a segment. How? Diba? Pero not everyone naman does it intentionally. May mga tao na, because they're using their phones, their GPS just really messes up when there are a lot of buildings around.
Right.
And to me, yun, parang you're allowed to just flag it because plain simple, very objectively, you can say that no one can bike 129 kilometers per hour. And to be fair with the other people who really exerted a fair amount of effort, an honest effort, then we need to parang filter out those people who are just accidentally or purposefully parang jacked up their speeds. Now, for me, it's not cool when you're just doing it to keep people from getting KOM.
Or pagselos ka lang.
Oh, parang, yun, yung experience ko is that some people actually, when you get their KOM or when you beat them, they flag you so that they can keep their KOM, which is sad.
Call out mo na. Joke.
Ano pangalan? Ano pangalan?
Si John Doe.
So, ano yung process? Kapag ikaw yung na-flag? Kasi when you flag rides, it's kind of easy. You just click it. You just parang explain pa like may brief explanation bakit ganito, batingin mo suspicious to. But when you get flagged, what is the process?
Yeah, ang alam ko parang you get to either just accept na parang okay, yeah, I accept that flag. You also get to contest nga na parang explain yourself na no, this is a fair, this is honest. And the other option is you get to crop your ride. So, or crop and split your ride. So, if na flag yung part na yun for that specific area, you can just create a new ride that just includes the honest.
Right, right.
The honest portions of your
right, kunwari na napasakay ka na ng bus, gano'n, tapos nakalimutan
so, crop mo na siya, tanggalin mo na yung pagsakay mo ng bus.
Wait, so, out of curiosity, like, were you able to salvage that in the leaderboard?
Yung funny thing is, I got flagged, and then I was able to contest it, so they reinstated it. And then I got flagged again.
Same ride?
Oh, same ride.
Same segment.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just like, okay, fine. Just to set the record straight, I just rode again and just made my lead a bit wider.
So was there a flag after that?
Wala na. Parang, tama na.
So you know who you are if you are listening. Like,
Wala lang. I hope you can try again. Just keep trying, you know. Just be a better version of ourselves.
Bait mo naman.
Friends tayo. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's a friendly competition. So yeah I mean, may favorite segments tayo. You can see sa profile namin, like, saan yung mga nag-rides kami. If you wanna challenge our segments, just, you know, ride it. And then, we'll flag you. No, I'm kidding. And then we'll give you kudos.
Kudos. Yeah,
now, when it comes to, achieving a KOM, there are many ways. Eh.
Mm.
And isang question din dito is it okay to get a KOM by motor pacing? What about a pace line?
We did a pace line. Oh. So I'm...
Akin, okay lang ako sa pace
line. Okay,
yeah, because like, that's effort, like, that's still physical effort, yeah, of like people, which is, I mean, well, I don't know what it's like, but wala, like it's still like really like human effort.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like saying na, okay, pag sinabi mong bawal, na hindi dapat magka-KOM yung mga taong nasa pace line, that's like saying na the entire peloton shouldn't be allowed.
Exactly. Like, pros, professional riders, they post it on Instagram also and they get KOMs. Yeah. And like, it's a, cycling is also a team
sport.
It's
a team sport,
so,
yes.
Yeah, motor pacing, yun ay medyo, not so much.
Especially, yun, last month, nagkaroon ng, I don't remember which race this was, but the cyclist won the competition and then afterwards was disqualified kasi there was footage caught of the cyclist, the pro cyclist, na he was just drafting behind his SAG or his support car for more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, parang there's a UCI rule na may set amount of time ka lang to draft or to follow your support car.
Yeah, yeah. So parang, I guess it's analogous to how you would treat a KOM na parang.
Yeah, I think, yeah, like that's the case where I feel like it's not acceptable. Because, like, yeah, because iba talaga yung speed ng motorized vehicle. Eh.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're not really. Wala kang niloloko kundi yung sarili mo. Yun lang siya.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, hindi mo naman talaga effort yun. Then, ikaw lang nakakaalam na, ano.
Yeah.
Kung ano talaga yung nangyari. Ayan. And then our last question for this.
And your last question, is it okay to remove stuff from your bike when doing KOM attempts? For example, you remove your bottles, your saddlebags, lights, or Haggis whatever. Kung anong pwede mong, like, say, yung premise ito, for example, more importantly, when you're doing KOM on a climb, parang the lighter you are, you get faster, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So you remove stuff. You empty your bottles, for example. So is it okay just for the KOM?
I think okay lang.
Me too.
Parang on a microscopic level, you would say that removing things, cleaning your bike is also removing stuff from your bike.
That's true.
A clean bike is a fast bike. Sabi nga ng GCN, diba? So parang, wala. Ikaw naman yun. If you don't bring your bottle, tas bigla kang mauhaw, edi risk, that's a risk you're taking.
Yeah.
Diba?
And also like, oh, well, ito hindi na to sa pro peloton, but sa Yowamushi pedal.
Ayan.
Nagtanggal ng saddle.
So, saddle talaga.
Saddle talaga. Hindi na siya umupo para na mag-sprint. So parang, it's something na, I don't know, can be done, I guess.
Yowamushi pedal, to our audience, to our listeners, is a anime about cycling. You can check it out on Netflix, yep. I think, and on your favorite torrent.
High school road cycling.
Yes, it's the best.
The best.
Oh,
it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just removing stuff. It's really up to you. Yun din, parang when you try to lose weight to become faster, it's the same thing. You're trying to lose stuff. Basically.
Lose stuff. We're not trying to like actually lose the
fat.
Yeah, so basically, like we talked about a lot of like tips or hacks. But yeah, if you guys have other tips also, especially for siguro kung may mga KOM hunters dyan, baka, you know, you might be generous enough to share your tips and hacks.
Yes.
Or, well, KOM and QOM holders.
Yes, sir.
More QOM holders, please.
Yes.
All right.
So guys, don't forget to subscribe to the Cycling Matters podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can find podcasts. Our episodes are the next best thing to riding your bike on a Monday. Just search Cycling Matters in your favorite podcast platform while waiting in line at the train station. So if you still haven't gotten on the train, you can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. You can also, don't forget, you can follow us on Strava, John Daniel Belmonte, yes, King Philart, and Karen Sison. So thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Cycling Matters podcast. Until then, ride safe, Philippines. Yay!